from the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. It's 12:05, and I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. A sunny afternoon awaits us along the lakeshore, but the breeze makes it feel colder than it actually is. A look at Allen's hometown forecast from WHTC.com follows this news. A three-vehicle collision west of Allendale hospitalized two of the drivers involved. Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant Jeff Steginga and fellow deputies were called to the intersection of Lake Michigan Drive and 88th Avenue around 7:30 this morning on a report that a 33-year-old Allendale woman driving westbound triggered the pileup by not seeing a stopped vehicle ahead of her waiting to make a left turn.
Miranda Martin was unable to stop her vehicle in time and ended up rear-ending Jonathan Vanderwall. After the collision, Martin's vehicle was then struck by an eastbound vehicle driven by Carol Morin.
Martin and Vanderwall, a 29-year-old Allendale man, were taken to Spectrum Butterworth Hospital in stable condition, while Morin, a 52-year-old West Olive woman, was not hurt. Steginga added that all three drivers were buckled up as the crash remains under investigation. The interim has been taken off of Lynn Doyle's title with the Ottawa County Community Mental Health Department. On a unanimous vote, the Community Mental Health Board named Doyle as executive director 5 months after she was handed the temporarily operational reins when Dr. Michael Brashears left in June to become Hope Network's vice president of national clinical systems. Doyle was elevated from deputy director, and the limited licensed psychologist has been involved with county government administration in various positions for a couple of decades. She'll be overseeing the county services for those with developmental disabilities and or serious mental illness. Holland City Hall will be dark tonight as the scheduled biweekly city council work study session has been canceled. And perhaps it is to accommodate those members planning to attend tonight's annual Dutch American Heritage Day celebration dinner at Hudsonville's Pinnacle Center. The keynote speaker is Dr. Robert Swearinga, professor of history at Hope College's Van Ralty Institute. A scholar of immigration history, he'll talk about his new book, Holland, Michigan, From Dutch Colony to Dynamic City. In addition, community activist Elsa Prince Brookhuizen will be honored for her longstanding philanthropy to the lakeshore, and the winner of the Dutch Heritage Essay Contest will be announced. The dinner features traditional Dutch-inspired music, costumes, and food, and organizers say that it strives to keep Dutch history and culture alive while celebrating the strong ties between the Netherlands and the U.S. Dovetailing coverage from CBS, U.S. Marines and sailors are providing assistance in the wake of the massive Filipino typhoon.
Marine Brigadier General Paul Kennedy says the area suffered a double whammy from a 25-foot tidal surge coupled with tornado-force winds. The American Red Cross has also sent a few administrators to assess the situation. Kelly Hudson of the West Michigan Red Cross says that no volunteers from our area will head to the Philippines, at least not yet. She says that the Red Cross is offering tracking services.
Right now what we are doing is we're offering family tracing services. So basically people who live in the United States and have loved ones who live in the Philippines, then we're able to basically get information from them and relay that message across.
Hudson says that the best way for people to help right now is to donate, and make sure you specify where you'd like your money to be spent. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
And as rescue and relief aid efforts continue in the wake of Super Typhoon Haiyan, the tragedy has some questioning their beliefs. Rob Murphy of Holland-based Africa's Child Ministries is not only dealing with helping those in the Philippines, but also coming to grips with the upcoming first Christmas without his daughter Christiana, who would have turned 11 yesterday had she not died suddenly this past spring of an undiagnosed heart condition while playing in the family's yard in Zambia.
This life is so temporary, and what's promised through the words of Scripture and what my experience has been is that because of what Jesus did on the cross, he gives us a chance to leave this life when we go and go to be in a place where sin and death and destruction will never reign again.
The typhoon-related death toll has surpassed the 1,800 mark in the Philippines. Legislation now headed to the U.S. Senate aims to strengthen health care for children and families. The Preemie Reauthorization Act received broad bipartisan support in the House yesterday. Fred Upton of St. Joseph, who sponsored the original legislation in 2006 as well as this renewal, says the bill helps to establish pediatric research networks and will have a dramatic and life-changing effect on families with children fighting a rare disease.
According to the CDC, an estimated 500,000 babies are born premature every year in the United States. That's about 1 in 8. In addition to addressing premature births, This legislation also seeks to help children and their families with unmet health needs.
The House also approved the HIV Organ Policy Equity Act, which allows research to fully evaluate the safety and efficacy of organ transplantation between individuals with the virus that leads to AIDS. Proponents of more state funding, public funding that is, for social causes, want to put pressure on state Republicans.
A series of rallies across the state culminates today in Lansing, where faith-based leaders, concerned citizens, and some elected officials are calling on Governor Rick Snyder to reinvest in what they say is the state's most valuable asset, its people. Pastor Ira Edwards leads a congregation in Flint, one of the Michigan cities hardest hit by the recession.
We understand he has a hard job, number one. Number two is that we don't think that his funding is making our cities better.
The six-city bus tour has already rolled through Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Battle Creek, Metro Detroit, and Flint. I'm Mona Shand.
Has Wall Street overextended itself with its continued record surge? Perhaps, says investment advisor Kevin Clark of the Holland office of Raymond James in an appearance on WHTC in the morning today.
We are at a point where, you know, this market can't possibly go higher. And yet I think when you really put it in perspective, you know, we came from such a low level. You know, when you look at March of 2009 to today, you know, it looks like a massive rally. And yet, you know, when you really look at valuations, you know, I think you can look at this as a pretty fair market.
Clark still feels that levels could get even higher if money that continues to build on the sidelines is put into play as concerns about governmental uncertainty ease. Andrew Ladd's tally in the third round of the shootout enabled visiting Winnipeg to escape Joe Louis Arena with a 3-2 victory over the Red Wings last night. Detroit hosts Washington on Friday evening with coverage on 1450 WHTC at 7:10 p.m. Stephen Curry tossed in 25 points as Golden State routed the visiting Pistons last night 113-95. Detroit is at Sacramento on Friday evening. The Grand Rapids Griffins skate in Milwaukee against the Admirals this evening. State major college basketball last night saw Michigan defeat Kentucky 78-74. Michigan beat South Carolina State 93-59. Central Michigan fall at Bradley 80-70. Eastern Michigan down Concordia 95-50. And Oakland lose at UCLA 91-60. Women's play at Grand Valley State dispose of Madonna 79-52. Football action this Saturday finds the Zeeland West Mount Pleasant State High School football playoff game on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com at 1:40 p.m. and the Hope Albion College Contest on our FM station 92.7 The Van at 92.7thevan.com at 1240 p.m. For news, sports, and weather on your computer, smartphone, or tablet, go to WHTC.com. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com.